again, this is Dave, and this is Hacker Public Radio. It is Christmas Eve, 2008. Actually, it's Christmas Eve Eve. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, but this episode is not due until tomorrow, so due to time shifting, if you listen to this the day it's released, it will be Christmas Eve. And in light of that, Merry Christmas. In addition to that, later today, or tonight, Christmas Eve night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there will be an HPR call-in show. And I'm pretty sure that will be streamed live. I know it will be recorded and be made available later. So, forgive me, I'm merging and switching lanes while podcasting. A little dangerous, but I'm a professional. Not. Anyway, check that out. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Christmas Eve night. HPR will be doing a call-in episode. I'm sure it will be recorded and posted at a later date if you can't catch it live. Anyway, I'm not caught by surprise. I knew this Hacker Public Radio episode of mine was going to be due today, so you would think I'd be more prepared than I am. I'm not. I was going to talk about graphical means of browsing remote directories. And I guess I could, but it would probably be really, really brief. So I thought what I would do is sort of continue where I left off, not where I left off, but a subject that I talked about some on my last podcast, not HPR, but the Lotta Linux Links podcast, about my new EPC and some of the applications I installed. Real briefly, I have a new-to-me EPC, 8.9-inch screen, 4G. It's the one without the webcam. It came with a half a gig of RAM, came with a 4-gig SSD card. I have since upgraded the RAM to 2-gig. It was a $23 upgrade. And I got a 2-gig SD card with my home directory on it, home partition. And on the 4-gig SSD, I have a half-gig swap partition, and the other 3.5-gig is the root partition. And I settled on Debian. After trying a number of distributions, I settled on Debian mainly because of how easily I could customize it to my liking. I could, using a base install, I could start out really, really small and just add the applications that I knew I wanted. And for me, a base install of Debian on this machine with just the bare minimum of applications that I can live with ended up being around 800 megabytes. Since the RAM upgrade, I've gone a little crazy and I've doubled that. I'm at or a little bit more now. I'm at 1.9 gig now of the 3.5 gig on the root partition is occupied with open source goodness. So I've added some things other than just the base stuff that I started out with. I don't have GNOME installed. I don't have KDE installed. I don't have XFCE installed. I'm a Fluxbox guy, so I do have Fluxbox installed, but I also installed OpenBox and LXDE. Now, LXDE is the lightweight desktop environment, and it being a desktop environment, it needs a window manager, so I'm using OpenBox. Mainly, it's more or less the same setup that the cooking version of Switaz uses, is OpenBox with LX panel and probably the LX session manager. Everything just works. I mean, the suspend works, wireless works, everything works. I'm really, really happy with it, especially since the RAM upgrade. And I don't really see the need to minimize the root partition, you know, other than making sure that I have enough space in case some process goes awry and I don't want to, you know, run out of space. But I don't have to minimize it. And right now, like I said, I've got 1.9 gigabytes on the root partition. I've got, what does that leave free? 1.3 gig free. I still got a 2-gig home partition, so I've got, you know, around 3 gig or so free space. It's got 3 USB ports. I got an external hard drive. I've got room to store stuff. I've got ways to store stuff, ways to get stuff on here. And, you know, for the most part, I really do use this machine with a full-blown, you know, maximized full-screen Rockstorm window. using Screen SSH into my servers and using Arisi is the main thing I use it for. I went ahead and installed IceWeasel, mainly because it's compatible with Firefox extensions, and the one Firefox extension I have installed on this machine is Google Notebook. I use that, so I need that. Past that, what do I have installed? I installed a couple of games, Frozen Bubble, Super Tux, and Pysol. That's three games, actually. It's more like 302 games, because I think Pysol comes with like 300 card games or something. Pysol is a Python solitaire suite. None of those games are particularly lightweight, but they're all fun. I especially enjoy some Super Tux on occasion. It's always fun. I installed the Awesome Mixer GUI. It's the it's the base GUI for also doesn't require. It looks like a GTK1 application. I installed MPlayer, Stream Tuner, VLC, Vagiloom. Vagiloom is a really nice lightweight Last.fm client. I installed a couple of comic book viewers. I didn't install CBR Pager. That's the one I use on my N810, mainly because it had more dependencies, and a couple of them were, I think, libbonobo, or however how you pronounce it. And I've seen that crash in the past some, so I steered away from it. I installed Q Comic Book and Comics with an X. I've not decided on which one I'm going to use. I think GPIC Viewer comes installed with LXDE. I also installed Mirage and GQ View. I like GQ View, but I wanted to try out Mirage and GPIC Viewer before I decided which one to get rid of. And I installed XPDF. I started to install events, but I've decided just to make do with XPDF for right now. What else did I install? I installed Java 6. And I installed EMEL FM2, Midnight Commander. PC Man FM comes with LXDE. I installed Synaptic, RocksTerm, RocksFiler, X Screensaver, the GNOME Alternatives Configurator for Debian. I installed Deluge, the BitTorrent client. FileZilla FTP client, GFTP, that's duplication, but I wanted to try FileZilla out. I like GFTP. IceWeasel, I've already mentioned. Lynx 2, there are a number of command line web browsers out there. I chose Lynx 2 because it seems to have more features to me. There's a graphical mode that utilizes, I'd imagine, the frame buffer. You can fire it up with Lynx, L-I-N-K-S 2 space dash G, and from a console, full blown or windowed or virtual, you can view web pages with graphics. I installed the Pan News Reader, I installed Pigeon, and Wicked, the network manager. And I went ahead and installed OpenOffice.org Calc and OpenOffice.org Writer, as well as QCalculate, a very full-featured, powerful RPM calculator. LX Terminal, which I think comes with LXDE. I've already mentioned RocksTerm. The Vim. And what else? XArchiver. And that may be about all I have installed here. I may have installed a couple of three other things. And that's about it. That's what I've got installed on this thing, and I'm very happy with it. That's about all I need. I mean, there's some other stuff on here that I don't remember installing, and I think were part of either the base distribution or part of LXDE, stuff like LeafPad and Nano. I installed GM Run, but I think I'm probably going to get rid of it because the LXDE comes with a decent run dialog program that has tab completion, just like GM Run does. I went ahead and installed Conqueror. This was the last thing I installed, and I debated installing this, and the reason I decided on it is two reasons. This is the KDE 3.5 branch version of Conqueror. This is Debian Lini I'm running on it. One reason I was hesitant to install Conqueror is because I'd imagine it's approaching end of life, since for me at least, the 3.5 version. There's the Qt 4 version that... So it's not dead, but I like the 3.5 version. And the other reason is, you know, the overhead of the Qt libraries and stuff. But I went ahead and installed it because it actually uses, you know, less resources than does IceWeasel. But the main reason I installed it is the Fish protocol. It makes working with remote directories super easy in a tabbed environment. And, you know, you need SSHFS, you need Fuse. And then, you know, there's ways to do this from a command line. There's ways to mount directories remotely and access them from any web browser. I mean, any file manager, Midnight Commander, EML, FN2, whatever. But I like the way Conqueror does it. It's just better. And I've got the space, so I figured I'm not really going to install anything else on here, so Conqueror's not hurting anything. What else? I can't leave this one out. IRSSI, which I think I've already mentioned. Pigeon. Deluge, the BitTorrent client. I may be repeating myself some, I'm not sure. What else? That may be about it. You know, some of this came with some stuff. I mean, like, you know, like to install PySol, I ended up installing Python, so I've got that. Various deb package handling utilities, deb orphan, stuff like that. The alternatives configurator I've already mentioned. That's more or less it. Rocksfiler, I think I've mentioned. Stream Tuner, I've mentioned. That's it. And I'm really happy with this. It's not as lightweight as it was. And everything on here is lightweight. I think the two fattest applications I have are Conqueror and IceWeasel. But I have lightweight alternatives with Lynx. I've already mentioned the three applications that I had intended to talk about this episode, which were Conqueror, GFTP, and FileZilla. That's three graphical ways that come to mind to me to browse remote directories. Like I said, you can use any file manager if you have SSHFS or Fuse installed to mount and view and manipulate remote file systems graphically. You can do it from the command line too, of course, but graphically, you know, there are not a lot of file managers that handle that as good as Conqueror does. And I know GNOME's gotten it, you know, with the GVFS. But, you know, I'm not a big Nautilus fan, even though they have tabs now. I just like the way Conqueror does it better. And like I said, you know, you can use your favorite file manager if you're already mounted with SSHFS, the file system. You can use EML, FN2, whatever. For a long time, at work I have to use PuTTY, and occasionally I use WinSCP. It's a Windows application that allows you to do SCP through a graphical environment. And so it's a Windows-only application, but the only two really equivalent Linux applications are GFTP and FileZilla. And FileZilla is cross-platform. So I guess of the three, FileZilla, GFTP, and WinSCP, FileZilla is only truly cross-platform graphical way of via SSH viewing and doing stuff with remote file systems. Anyway, I'm beginning to ramble. This wasn't the most well-planned out episode. I apologize. The holidays and work have been almost more than I can handle, so I've been pretty busy. Anyway, so there it is for what it's worth, my episode of Hacker Public Radio. Be sure to try to check out the call-in show tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, until next time on Hacker Public Radio, listen to more Hacker Public Radio. Does that make sense? Anyway, y'all have a nice Christmas.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.